WBDG Indianapolis, Giant 90.9.
Heaney was a Marine and then a state trooper. He's worked with some of the biggest movers and shakers in the history of the city. He's a man of faith and a dogged advocate for young people of all backgrounds. Since 2003, he's been an institution on the Westside Airwaves. Get your pen or your pad or your electronic device. School Talk has arrived. Now, here's your host, Emerson.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson for the 1,214th time. For the now that number, I don't think that number is correct, Zach. I think.
I think you lost track.
But it has been a lot of shows since 2003.
Yes.
I need to count those and get that new math because I get the 1,214th number.
You lost track.
244. Yeah, I lost track. 244 9234244 WBDG. That's a school line here. You can call in to talk to my guest today. SchoolTalk1@yahoo.com. And my producer is already Zach Evans.
Martin. How you doing?
How you doing?
Doing fantastic.
You doing great?
Yes.
I got some news about you, too. I'm going to talk about you today a little bit. I like talking about you. You know, I shouldn't do that because your parents get mad when I talk about you.
Nah. I'm just they love it.
Yeah, they love you, too. You're doing awesome things here at Ben Davis High School, and I appreciate that. But we got stuff and things and happening here at the school. We got guests in the studio. Before I get to my guests, I got some things happening with the high school. It's a good thing, that is.
Well, coming up on the big board tonight, Ben Davis boys will be at Center Grove here tonight. They're going to be at Center Grove. I'm sorry. We're going to be playing. We'll be playing the Center Grove Trojans at 7:30. And I believe there's a game tomorrow. No game? All right, Sean's telling me no game, so we got no game tomorrow.
Breaking news.
No game tomorrow, guys.
The Wayne Winter Games are January 30th, Steve Wayne Township's website for more information. The Area 31 Career Center open house is January 28th from 6 to 8 p.m. We'll get some more information as it comes into us to bring it out to you guys. The WBDG 50-50 Marathon is May 6th through the 8th. And once again, that's 50 hours straight. Music dated all the way back to 1966 when we first went on air to current 2016. Man, it's been 50 years.
Who you telling?
I don't know.
I've been around that long. Go ahead.
Giant 90.9 request line 244-9234. That's 244-WBDG. We're on Facebook. You can follow us at facebook.com/WBDGND. And we're on Twitter at WBDGND. Don't forget School Talk. If you missed today's show, and then don't worry, it does replay back on Sunday at 2 p.m. We have Mr. Biggerstaff from the Area 31 Career Center in here with us. So it's going to be one heck of a show. He's here to talk about some things going around the Area 31 Career Center and some updating things for us.
Hey, hey, hey. And that has been the Big Board. And as Zach would say, he's right again. I got the teachers, folks. I got the director of the Career and Technical Education, Area 31 Career Center, Mr. Patrick Biggerstaff. I like that last name.
Thank you so much. I do as well.
It's bigger. Did you say it one more? Biggerstaff? Biggerstaff?
Yeah, it's always important to have a
presence.
Do you play
with it?
Yeah,
that's a good name. That's an awesome name. I also got my student. I got Zach Evans. I got my doctor, Zach. I call him Dr. Harshman. Zach Harshman in the studio also. So I got my Zach Attack in the studio today. Yeah, my two Zachs. I love my students here at Ben Davis High School. We're going to talk about Area 31 today. Before I get to that, teach, you know, you can chime in one too. Sometimes some things just don't.
Yeah, it don't make no sense.
Now, I know we've been lucky as far as the weather. We haven't had any school delays. We've been pretty cool. I think we having school delays yet? I think we've been
none so far.
Dr. Bus did a great job of driving the streets and getting things, checking the roads out. So we've been going to school. Now, folks need to understand something. I'm gonna read a quote here from the website. The MSD of Wayne Township respects a parent's determination regarding their child's attendance at school during inclement weather. If the school is open, like we have been, or delayed, like we haven't been, because of inclement weather, the school respects the parent's decision to keep their child at home. So you can keep your kid at home if you don't want to send your kid out after Dr. Butts says, hey, schools are open. But don't get all iffy and stupid on Twitter That's just me talking. I've seen some of the comments on Twitter, and, you know, some of the comments, just, you could just keep them to yourself. That's just Emerson talking. But be respectful, because the schools, if you're right, keep them at home. I can go on and on about that, but I won't, because some things just don't, they don't. Yeah, they don't.
It don't make no sense. It don't make no sense.
I've been waiting all week long to say that. That's been all week long to say something like that, because, but anyway, good morning, Teach.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
I'm glad you're here, too. Era 31. You're doing some. I always tell the students, if you don't know what you want to do, go check out Era 31.
Yeah, it's obviously it offers a lot of opportunities to local students. We've got about 40 different programs, so it's a great chance for students to find out what their passions are or really what they don't want to do. If they come in and explore some programs, find out maybe it's something they thought they would enjoy as a hobby but don't want to do for a career, that could end up saving them tens of thousands of dollars pursuing a college degree that doesn't really benefit their future goals.
That is so true. And folks, if you had a litany, oh, not necessarily a litany, but if you had the opportunity to check them out, you got to, because I like how you guys said where passions become professions.
Yeah, and that's really what it's all about. People are going to be happier if they grow up and they can spend their days doing something they love. You and I are both fortunate to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So we run around feeling fulfilled and engaging people in a positive way, and that's really what we would hope for everyone.
Now, how long you been in education?
I've been in education about 12 years in Wayne Township since 2007, so I'm a little over 9 years now.
Okay. Now, when you're these kids' age, our students, do you always want to be a teacher?
I did not. So I had an interest in teaching and coaching from a really young age, but I grew up in Texas.
Get out of here.
At that point in time, garbage men made more money than teachers. So my father, being the wise man he is, advised me to pursue a business degree.
Okay.
So my background was actually in banking and sales management, which I went the MBA route. It fascinates me. I absolutely love working with industry, but I've had a heart for working with other people and specifically working with high school age students. So I asked my wife permission to transition into the
smart
teaching
man
profession several years ago.
You young guys get that as you get older. You're
yeah, lesson learned. Go ahead and learn it now. My wife is a tremendous person, and she gave her blessing with no reservations, and we haven't looked back. I've certainly never regretted it. It is the most rewarding career I could have imagined for myself. I started out working in special education with a business license,
mm-hmm.
and then was fortunate to have the opportunity to transition into the business department at Ben Davis High School, which is just a fantastic team of individuals. So mm-hmm. I was able to develop a lot there. Gradually transitioned into various roles in the Career Center, and that's really the ideal fit for me because it gives me the opportunity to work with industry,
mm-hmm.
to work with education, and then also to be very involved in our community.
I was going to say this exactly the same thing. Exactly. Get y'all to Zach.
Yeah.
Exactly the same thing, because when you look at things you have done, the things that you're doing, it is a perfect fit. And when young people listen to you, you're a person who's been in the real world, done some real world type work, and now you're in the education environment where you're talking about preparing kids to go out to do work in the real world.
Right.
I mean, I know that's like a little circle there, but it sounds like kind of crazy. But it makes so much sense. And to be in there, that is, who thought of that? That is perfect. I mean, that is perfect.
Well, and, you know, we talked a little bit about the number of programs that are available at the Career Center, but really the power of these programs is the industry experience of the teachers in the classroom. These are not individuals that learn from listening to a lecture every day. These are people who have been shop foremen, or our aviation instructor is a pilot, our health science instructor is a registered nurse. So these are people who bring in a lot of real world experience into the classroom. Our criminal justice instructor was an IMPD detective.
Okay.
So talk about establishing legitimacy as a professional in the classroom when you have lived that life for 20 years and you can now come in and share your experiences working on cases that are still being reviewed. I remember one of the most powerful experiences I've had evaluating teachers was I just walked into a classroom our criminal justice classroom, and they had a TV playing live television. And on that television, they were announcing a reopened case that our criminal justice instructor had worked on 10 years prior.
Wow.
From that moment on, the students will never question anything he says about the criminal justice field, because there is concrete evidence that he lived it and was heavily involved at a top level.
That is so true. That is true. Folks, you talk about programs, and I'm just going to go down the list, and you can jump right anytime you want to. Advanced Career, because I'm cheating. I got the list. He already knows it. But the Advanced Career Technical Education, Advanced Manufacturing. Well, going back to that last few years, that program's been kicking butt, too.
It has been. And, you know, some of it is through the Conexus Initiative that there's a group called Conexus Indiana that supports advanced manufacturing through a lot of industry supports. So we've become involved in that program and a higher tech program through Ivy Tech that basically is a curriculum that allows students to develop some real world practical experience, but also to get some industry certifications. As they pursue these post-secondary credentials and eventual employment. As that program has grown, we've been able to form a lot of really strong industry relationships locally.
Wow.
Wood Mizer is one that comes to mind. We've been able to place a lot of students there in cooperative education positions, meaning they spend half of their day in academic classes and then half of their day working at a job site under the supervision of both a mentor employer, but also our staff and our co-op coordinator here at the high school. Students have gone through the co-op program. They've been successful in that experience, and they've been hired on after graduation. So we have several students at Wood Mizer right now who are graduates of our advanced manufacturing program, who are being paid by Wood Mizer, but Wood Mizer is also offering them tuition reimbursement them to pursue college degrees.
Wow.
So it's really a fantastic opportunity, and that scenario is represented in several of our programs.
Wood Mizer, push the magic button for Wood Mizer. Wow. Early child education, early college career. Credits?
So Early College Career Center is an initiative we're in the third year of now. It's a partnership with Vincennes University, and there are four programs that offer associate degrees in applied science. So some of the listeners may be familiar with Ben Davis University and the general studies diplomas that they give. They are associate degrees through Vincennes University. We have since expanded to the Career Center and the Early College Career Center. We have programs in pharmacy tech, culinary arts, precision machining, and aviation maintenance that all offer students the opportunity to earn their high school diploma and their associate degrees at the same time.
Man, I wish I had a camera in here, because, see, all this stuff he's talking about, ain't no paper in front of him. I got notes.
This
notes.
This is my world.
Oh, man, that is huge. When you talk about kids and education, And this is for you folks listening in the audience. Why keep your child at home? You know, and that's why I say, if you don't know what you want to do, check out Air 31. Now, they got a chance to do that coming up.
They absolutely do. Zach, one of our Zachs, had mentioned earlier that on January 28th, that is next Thursday, we have an open house from 6 to 8 p.m. So it's important that I note, from 6 to 8 p.m., it is a true open house where you can wander in and out of all of our classrooms. You can speak with instructors. You can speak with student ambassadors. You can engage in some activities that would be commonplace in the program. But one thing that I really want to mention is the festivities actually begin at 5:30 p.m.
Okay.
At 5:30 p.m., we are going to enjoy the official grand opening of Harvest, our culinary arts restaurant, formerly known as La Gallery. We've had a complete renovation of that facility. So we will have a ribbon cutting at 5:30. We will have food available for purchase. And then again, the Area 31 Career Center open house officially is from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m. And we hope you'll all be able to join us.
That's breaking news. I didn't know that.
That's good.
That's a magic button action there, boy. You got to come out. So you enter door number 17 when you come out?
Door number 17. We're on the northwest corner of Ben Davis High School. There is a flagpole and a big purple sign that reads Career Center.
You can't miss it, folks. Well, you can if you're me. I'm old and crazy, but you should not miss. This is awesome.
We'll roll out the red carpet for you, Emerson.
I'm going to check this out because, you know, I get excited seeing the young people doing what they do. And like you say, don't know what you want to do. Automotive service technology. Now, I know something about automotive technology as far as fixing your cars. If the students will fix cars,
Yeah, they will. Yeah, we actually have several programs that are open to the general public. Auto service is one, collision repair, cosmetology, culinary arts. So there, you know, when we talk about training, it's not just sitting in a classroom. It's not even working on practical skills in isolation. Mm-hmm. We provide services to the local community, and we're happy to do so. So you mentioned auto service. Residents from our community can come in, have work done on their car, and they will pay for materials and supplies, but have absolutely no labor fees.
Say that again.
There you go. No labor fees is a big deal for
budget
those of us
booster.
Who have had hard car repairs before.
Yeah.
One of the things that I'd mention there is the work is done by students, and it's a part of a training program. So it's done in such a way that it fits in with the curriculum that's required by mm-hmm. Department of Education standards and also our post-secondary partners. But while several years ago we did work like oil changes, tire changes, you know, those are things that we still do. But because we've got some really strong instructors, we've graduated to things like transmission repair, basic engine repair.
Ooh.
You know, when we look at our
Ooh.
Programs,
heavy stuff.
You know, one of my favorite things is to give people tours of our facility, specifically mm-hmm. when kids are in the building, because career centers have kind of a history of being the place where kids go who can't cut it academically. You know, the place where you go and you build a birdhouse. That's not what career centers are anymore. We've got students training at the top level to be industry ready. They're learning about the math and science of what happens when they turn that screw. So it's been a very important transition to really be in line, not just with what people want to do for their hobbies, but meeting industry expectations mm-hmm. in each one of our programs. So there's high-level work being done by some really, really smart students under the guidance of industry professionals who are at the top of their profession many times when they come into our classroom.
Who can get in? Who and how do you get in Area 31?
So for anyone who's interested in joining one of our programs, their first step would be to talk to their counselor. Mm-hmm. And you'll remember that we serve students from 11 different high schools. We also serve students now from private schools and several homeschool students as well.
What?
That recognize that we can provide an opportunity wow. that they're not able to provide in a smaller setting. So they will start with their homeschool counselor if they have one. So that would be a Ben Davis High School counselor. Counselor, Avon, Cascade, or so on, speak with their counselor to find an enrollment form. And then that would initiate the process. We have a fantastic committee that reviews enrollment applications. They are going to look at things like a student's prior academic performance, GPA, end of course assessments. They're going to look at things like attendance is mm-hmm. certainly important. I know you touched on that earlier, but mm-hmm. if a student's not here, not only are they not able to learn, they're not able to contribute to the collaborative products and projects that are our programs rely on. Obviously, right. if we have a team working on a car for Emerson Allen and somebody doesn't show up for 4 days, that's going to affect our timeline in terms of being able to get that work done for our community. So attendance is certainly important. We have conversations when a student would be borderline, whether or not they might be appropriate. We're really looking for the right student, the right fit in the right program. So one of the things we haven't mentioned is that all of our programs now offer college credits.
Wow.
So at this point, there is maybe an increased level of expectation, an increased level of depth of learning based on what we might have had 20 years ago. So because of that, we want to make sure that students are prepared to engage that curriculum at the point they enter the program. I'll mention heating and air conditioning.
Ooh, huge.
The heating and air conditioning
Good paying, y'all.
Program is amazing. It not only trains people in heating and air conditioning, but sheet metal work, electrical work, plumbing and pipe fitting. Students get a host of certifications, EPA, HVAC Excellence certification. But the college text that is used for that program is at a higher level, a higher reading level than any other textbook that we offer on campus. So if you are interested in the program, but you really struggle with reading comprehension, mm-hmm. it's going to be hard for you to get in that program. So what we'll ask students to do Maybe they don't get in on their first attempt,
right.
But they would have the opportunity to work on their skills, focusing with their English instructors, also focusing with the many after-school tutoring opportunities that we have in Wayne Township, so that they can build up their strengths a little bit and reapply to the program, possibly their senior year.
Wow. 31 served students at Avon, Ben Davis, Brownsburg, Cascade, Danville, Decatur Central, Monrovia, Mooresville, Plainfield, Speedway, Tri-West, private schools, homeschools.
Correct. Yeah, and just a side note, our adult education programs cover the same communities. So for adults who are listening, if you have not earned your high school equivalency or if you are interested in English language learning, our adult education programs based at Ben Davis University High School can offer those services to you so that they can help get you on your way.
Wow. This program here, Ben Davis Radio, is part of Area 31.
It's our first program.
Yeah. Was Zach Evans and Zach Harshman, your benefits, what give me some input. Give me some input. Both my producers are the Zach Attack parties. My thing is this. You got young folks out there that don't, that they say, now I know it's bad English, ain't nothing going on in school. Yeah. Ain't nothing happening. What do you say?
I've suggested multiple times that people should try the Area 31 if they have no idea what they're trying to pursue in college and later in life, because if they don't have a backup plan, then if their first plan fails, then what are they going to do?
Yeah, that's so huge.
Because I have a friend, he's a good friend of mine. He told me flat out one day, if my plan to become a music teacher doesn't work out, I have nothing else to go off of. And I said, you can't live life like that. You have to have a backup plan. You, as Zach Evans just said, you crazy. So, yeah, it's a perfect example, because if you don't have a backup plan, then you can't always rely on just your first plan to work out. So,
Zach Evans, I did. Oh, Zach Harshman, my Zachs.
Well, I really wasn't that interested into radio when I first, came over to Ben Davis. I started with band, all the way from Lyndhurst. I did band because that was something that I grew up with my mom, who was in marching band, who was in band in 93. She basically pushed me to do band. And I came over to Ben Davis and did band. And then I took a mass media class, and then, I started getting interested into, TV. And then when I came over here and they started talking about radio, that started sparking my interest right away. So, when people tell you, if your first career does not work out and they tell you that you got nothing else on your backbone, you got nothing else back there, they're dead wrong, because I never really thought band would be the only thing that I would do here. And radio now has been like the thing for me to do, because it's something that I enjoy when I'm not in band.
And it shows too, because quarter number two, Area 31 students, you were the outstanding student for quarter two, which was just this quarter just passed. You were the outstanding student from radio broadcasting. Give yourself a hand and push the magic button. Yeah. It means you do what you say. You walk that walk. And that is so. And I saw another article after a teacher, Mr. Briggs, said a student by the name, goes to Decatur Central. She's a 16-year-old. Rachel Madison. I found an article on her, and she's in the cosmetology program here. And she took that talent, and she's out there doing fairs, face painting, and making some moolah. Painting using those skills she got in cosmetology class. I don't know what she wants to do. I hadn't read the whole article. But what I did read there, she's a Decatur Central High School junior. She takes cosmetology class courses here in Area 31, but learned to do wedding day makeup is a far cry from Marvel characters she's painted on attendees. She's down to doing face painting, but the skills she's learned. So you're taking these school traits and skills. I'm just bubbling.
Yeah, one of the... You really don't even need to read the article. If you look at the picture that is attached to that article, this student is so incredibly talented. She would do face painting at things like Gen Con. She has some a portfolio online where she has some pictures of work that she's done on herself. Just an amazingly talented student. And when you think about going into a program like cosmetology, you know, you might not know what to expect. You might envision students sitting, cutting hair over and over. And there are some requirements for state licensure and the amount of time students are working on specific tasks. But there are a lot of supplemental activities that students work on as well. So face painting, they do some fun activities where they put on a fashion show, making attire out of newspaper and then doing their hair up. And it's just a neat way to keep kids engaged. That particular class is 4 hours per day.
Whoa.
So that's a lot of time to be in there. And you might think that one would get exhausted sitting in a classroom for 4 hours per day. Well, they have, certainly they have the salon that's open to the public. So they have hair services, manicures, pedicures, things like that, facials. They also do a great study of anatomy, chemistry. All of these things are required as a part of their licensure and also the dual credits that they receive from Vincennes University. On top of those things, they have the supplemental activities that I just mentioned that they do to build the culture of the classroom and just to show off their talents a little bit. I want to backtrack just a second. I noticed that Zach is wearing an IUP Jaguars hoodie. I want to ask him a little bit, now that he's come into the program and he's experienced a little bit of what WBDG has to offer, can you talk a little bit about what you see as your next steps after graduation?
My okay, so I'm graduating Ben Davis, sadly, I know, but I'm graduating this year. I'm a senior, and my future plans is that I want to go to IUPUI and get my major in communications. Like I said, it's something that I've been able to, you know, bless myself with, you know, and, you know, Area 31 opening the doors to me and, you know, making me feel like, you know, making me feel welcomed. And, you know, but I do want to expand into like a full-time, maybe part-time radio DJ for like some of the major radio stations like Radio Now, Hank FM, you know, a couple of those radio stations where I just, you know, where I feel like I want to, you know, do something that is connected to music in a way because of my life. You know, music has been there for me since I was a child. So I kind of wanted to like expand myself into the music field.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And obviously you will have a leg up on some others and that you have been working in an actual broadcasted studio as a high school student. Tremendous opportunity. Certainly wish you the best of luck with that.
Thank you.
Wow.
I want to, Emerson, just comment real quick that I think one of the reasons I'm so passionate about career and technical education is because as a high school student, I had no idea that it existed.
Who are you telling?
I was on a path, I guess, such that nobody offered me even any information about these types of programs that were available. And my life has certainly worked out. But there were a lot of hiccups along the way because I didn't have the direction that many of these students have right now. That's one of the reasons why sharing these opportunities is so important to me. I also want to mention right now I've had my daughter, a niece, and I have a nephew who is currently enrolled in career and technical education programs at our career center.
Hey.
So my niece went through our accounting programs. She is now an accounting student at Marion University. My nephew, Austin, is in our heating and air conditioning program that I've mentioned offers tons of opportunities for graduates. But I want to talk for just a second about my daughter, because she's certainly near and dear to my heart. When she was being advised about what programs to take, she had told her high school counselor that she wanted to be a nurse. So she had mentioned, I'd like to come to Area 31 Career Center, participate in their health science program.
Okay.
She was advised not to do so, that if she considered herself to be college bound, that she needed to focus on AP classes, taking biomedical science, and taking anatomy and physiology. So there was some back and forth between my daughter and her counselor, but ultimately she was able to come to the Career Center and participate in the health science program. A couple things. She had enough room in her schedule to participate in the health science program and to take anatomy and physiology and to take biomedical sciences at her home school. Okay, so she had the opportunity to take that full package to be ready for her academics at the college level. But by participating in the health science program, she received her CNA, Certified Nurse Assistant certification. She got a job in a long-term care facility for her senior year of high school. Because of that experience, when she graduated, she was hired by a local hospital to work as a patient care associate. She's been working there making $14 to $16 per hour,
ain't broke,
plus eligible for overtime, plus tuition reimbursement as she works toward her RN licensure. Those are opportunities that would not have been available to her as soon had she not participated in the health science program and developed those technical skills.
Yeah.
She also has a tremendous confidence now because she spent 182 days, 3 hours per day, focusing on this career that she's now engaged in.
Wow.
So really,
it works.
What I would say is whether you see yourself as a college-bound student, whether you see yourself going to military, directly into the workforce, whatever you see your future as being, it is certainly worthwhile to check out the opportunities that are available and see if they can be a launching pad for your next step.
And if you're not sure, remember, Area 31 Career Center open house coming up when?
January 28th, show up at 5:30 for the open house for our Harvest Restaurant. Official classrooms open 6 to 8 p.m. We hope to see you all.
You got to come out and check it out because I can relate to exactly what you're talking about. Exactly what, what you're talking about when it comes to high schools and presenting programs. Because back in the day when I was in high school, if we had Area 31, I would have stayed in high school. I would have finished high school and not finished, got my GED while I was in the Marines. This wasn't around when I came through high school. The opportunity wasn't there. This type of energy, this type of opportunities were not there. If they were, I would have took it, and I would have took radio, and I would have took television. If it happened back in the 1960s, it wasn't offered to me in Terrell, Indiana, at my high school. So I didn't have the interest. I didn't have the drive. I didn't have it. And I think that Ben Davis got it, folks. So you got to check this out. Got another date that you want? What date is that? February 22nd.
Yep. So just real quick, I want to say a lot of times we hear some questionable things on the news when people get to talking about high school students. These students, like Zach and many others that participate, are far better off than I was in high school. They have direction. They have an education. They have a motivation for what they want to do at the next level. Please, please come in and check out our programs. Talk with our students about the opportunities that they're having, the many wonderful things that are taking place. We want to share not only at the open house what our opportunities are, but we want to connect with our local community as well. From February 22nd to 25th, so that's 4 nights, we will have our first Wayne Shares event.
Huh.
Wayne Shares is an opportunity for the general public, adults who may not have any students connected to Wayne Township schools at all, to come into Area 31 Career Center to receive free two-hour classes from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. in things like automotive service repair, how not to be taken advantage of when you go to buy a car from a dealer, hands-free CPR from the fire department, financial aid, what to do if you think your son is an amazing athlete or daughter's an amazing athlete and they're going to get some scholarships and go D1, some advice for navigating that pathway. Hmm. There are dozens and dozens of opportunities available for free classes. So please look for more information. Certainly the Wayne Township newsletter, Twitter feeds.
We will definitely talk about that in the coming days too. Yeah. I want push that. That is awesome.
It's a great opportunity just for local organizations, schools, and community members to connect.
See, the school partners with the community, y'all. We're community partners. Dr. Buss always talked about how we're part of the community. And this is an awesome way to partner with the community. Ah, doing great things there at 31. Well, I get the kids back to class so they can keep on going. Zach and Zach, appreciate you very much. Mr. Bickerstaff, the director of Area 31, you do awesome work. I see why the passion is there strong. And yeah, Dr. Bush, you made the right choice. Got the right teacher over there, the right director. Ah, it's awesome. So let me get the kids back to class. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Area 31 coming up now. Check it out, January 28th. But to the parents and to the teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. And students, remember, it's okay to be a copycat. Just copy the right cat. Don't get hung with the wrong crowd. Be like this man, Mr. Biggerstaff. Biggerstaff, be like Zach and Zach. They're going to college, y'all. You better go to college. They're going to college. Right? Right?
Absolutely.
Right. And young man, be a man. Pull up your pants. I can't stand sagging. Mr. Biggerstaff, I don't like sagging. It just bothers me. I get a conniption. I don't like it. I don't like it. I know. Some smart kids sag, but you still look stupid. That's just me talking, so. The views expressed at School Talk Nestle Views, MC of Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School, Giant 98.9. They're my views and my guests. So I'll see you next week. And make sure you go to the open house January 28th. Air 31 got it going on. See you next week on School Talk.